This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. U.S. President Donald Trump is joining other world leaders on Britain's southern coast to pay respects to American service members and allies who helped rescue Europe from Nazi Germany. Britain has promised unprecedented commemorations marking the 75th anniversary of D-Day. AP's Matt Small reports.
Among the things President Trump will see on the southern coast of England with other world leaders is testimony from some of the more than 300 World War II veterans in what's being billed as one of the greatest British military spectacles in recent years, featuring a flyby of 24 vintage and modern military aircraft. Today's event begins 2 days of D-Day anniversary observances, which are intended to be a tribute to the soldiers who shaped history during the dangerous mission to reach beachheads and fight in German-occupied France. I'm Matt Small.
President Trump says he is likely to go ahead with imposing a 5% tariff on imported products from Mexico beginning next week. The president offered his assessment at a London news conference with British Prime Minister Theresa May.
Millions of people are flowing through Mexico. That's unacceptable. Millions and millions of people are coming right through Mexico. They could stop it very quickly, and I think they will. And if they won't, we're going to put tariffs on.
Some Republican lawmakers, normally political allies of Mr. Trump, are wondering whether to try to pass legislation to block his imposition of the tariffs. The U.S.-based democracy watchdog Freedom House says press freedom is declining around the world. In its annual report, the non-governmental group says global press freedom declined to its lowest point in more than a decade. The report cites continuing crackdowns on independent media in authoritarian states and unprecedented threats to journalists in traditionally free societies. This is VOA News. More than 2,000 cases of the Ebola virus have hit the Democratic Republic of the Congo. With more than 1,300 dead, this Ebola outbreak is the second deadliest in history. The Ministry of Health says the fight against the deadly virus is being helped by improved security and containment of the disease. Sudanese protest organizers are dismissing a call by the ruling generals to resume talks. They say the military isn't serious about negotiating with the protesters while shooting and killing them at the same time. The death toll from those attacks has risen to 60. Doctors linked to the protesters say hundreds more were wounded and are recovering in hospitals and homes across the city. Members of a feared paramilitary group are reported to be roaming the streets attacking civilians. The military has faced international condemnation for the attacks. The U.S. Treasury Department has tightened restrictions on travel to Cuba in retaliation for what it calls the country's destabilizing role in the Western Hemisphere. AP's Mike Hempin has more.
Group educational and cultural trips known as people-to-people travel are no longer allowed. Those trips have been used by thousands of Americans to visit the island. Treasury Department officials also are denying permission for private and corporate aircraft and boats. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin says the measures are a response to what he calls Cuba's destabilizing role in the Western Hemisphere, including support for the government of President Nicolas Maduro in Venezuela. Mike Hemp in Washington.
The most senior Catholic found guilty of child sex abuse has begun his appeal in an Australian court against his convictions of molesting two choir boys in a cathedral more than 20 years ago. Former Vatican Treasurer Cardinal George Pell appeared in the Victoria State Court of Appeal in person Wednesday for the two-day hearing before three judges. The 77-year-old Pell began serving a six-year sentence in March after he was found guilty of abusing two 13-year-old boys while he was Archbishop of Melbourne. Pell could be released or face a retrial if the court rules in his favor. The younger sister of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has reappeared in public for the first time in more than 50 days. This follows questions about her status and whether she and other prominent officials have been purged. North Korea's state-run television aired a video of Kim Yo-jong attending the country's mass games in Pyongyang while seated near her brother and his wife. Her appearance follows reporting by a South Korean newspaper that she had been ordered to lay low as a result of failed nuclear negotiations with the United States. For more on all of these news stories and the latest updates, please visit us at voanews.com.